Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 810 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News, and we are just working to get connected with Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson. We are always working with the technology, doing a remote broadcast here in Milwaukee as we're on location with the Republican National Convention, and so plan on talking with him, continuing to talk about the incident that took place with the president, and then also talking about their own SWAT team was deployed over the weekend and had an incident with getting shot at, which is very scary stuff. Sheriff Johnson, do we have you there, sir?
Yes.
Outstanding. So let's start with this. I do want to make sure that we talk about what happened here locally, but I definitely want to get into the incident with President Trump. Your own SWAT team was deployed and had a man come out and shoot at them 9 times?
Yeah, we had 9 bullets hit our armored vehicle, the Bearcat, and they had deployed gas into the vehicle. The guy was in a car. Barricaded in a car. He was on the Marshal's most wanted list, and they cornered him there. They surrounded him, and basically he fired from the car, but there was so much gas in the car that our guys couldn't return fire on a certain target. So lucky for him, he lived, and he ended up being taken into custody without being killed.
So literally the preventative measure of trying to get him submitted using gas into the vehicle filled the car so much with smoke that you couldn't see him enough to safely take the shot to kill him as he's returning fire against you and your Bearcat. Is that right?
Apparently what he did was he just stuck the gun out the window and was shooting at the armored vehicle, which, you know, the guys in the vehicle wearing gun just, you know, plinks off it, but it's still just, you know, the point of the thing, he almost got killed, and if it would have cleared up before he dropped that gun, he would have got dropped like third period French.
Wow. Wow. Well, he's, I guess, got to be grateful for just the circumstances. Of course, we're grateful that your officers weren't injured in the process. I think it also highlights the tremendous value for the sheriff's office to have access to vehicles like the Bearcat. I know PPD has been working with their retrofitted plumber's van for decades now, and they're working on getting the Bearcat in. But man, that is a valuable resource for you to have, right?
Oh yes, it is. And you know, yesterday it paid off. So that's the main thing. Everybody says, "Well, it's so expensive." Well, yeah, but you know, we didn't lose a deputy, and that's the main thing. I don't care how much it costs to save their lives. We're going to pay it.
No, and that's really good news. And is there, I always try to remind people that the job of the SWAT team is to save lives. Obviously, under those circumstances, there would have been no choice but to kill him if he's actively trying to kill your guys. But lucky for everybody, it worked out a different way, right?
Yeah. Well, lucky for him, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I did want to turn to the incident with the president. I don't know if you had a chance to hear us talking with Sheriff Simmons just a moment ago, but he had what I thought were very candid words about what he called a monster or catastrophic failure by the Secret Service based on all of his experience with protective details. What was your observations as, you've seen this and you've had the chance to think about it?
Yeah. And, you know, I was on President Reagan's protection detail from 82 to 86 up in D.C., and I can tell you right now, that was the most horrendous thing I've ever seen. And the fact that he could, number one, get up there without being seen by the counter-sniper team, number one, not being seen, but to get 6 or 7 shots off before they drop him, that was an incredible, incredible failure. And they really need to start culling the herd, because those guys that were up on that roof, and they can say whatever they want to say, 8 shots, I think it was, this guy got off before they killed him. That's totally unacceptable. He never should have got 1 shot off, much less 8. So I don't know what sniper training they're having with the Secret Service now, but it ain't working.
You know, I had forgot. I knew, and I had totally forgotten that you worked on Reagan's detail. So you're, I mean, yeah. Same assessment, even stronger. This was an across the board catastrophic failure.
Yeah, and they need to. I forgot her name, but whoever's running Secret Service, she needs to be fired immediately, and it needs to be restructured or whatever. Because if this can happen, and the guy, it would be different. If it was a 50 cal and the guy was 2,000 yards out, okay. Yeah, sometimes, you know, you miss something. We're talking 150 yards away, and they've got an elevated position looking at this guy. Get the roof. They don't see him. He shoots eight times, and then they finally him. Yeah, that's like Keystone Cop stuff. That's just horrible.
You know, one of the questions that this – I mean, all the questions, like, you know, I've heard from so many different sources, and I'm sure you say the same thing, that the building is always supposed to be secure. There's nobody in the building, let alone on the roof. Secret Service is well aware of all the possible threats. They work this out in advance. And as you say, even if everything else fails and he gets on the roof with a gun pointed at the former president, one shot, he should be done, because they should have taken him to get off three, and then at least three more, as you say, maybe seven or eight. It across the board failure. So, are you concerned that this Secret Service is not capable of protecting the sitting president, let alone a former president?
Yeah, if this is an example of what they call a counter-sniper team and their security, if I was Donald Trump with my billions of dollars, I'd be hiring some former Delta guys or some former SEALs or something, because he's not being protected right now. I mean, that was just... And as soon as I saw it, I was thinking, okay, this guy is like a couple of, you know, 500 yards off is what I'm thinking. And then they start putting up where the visual of where he was at, and I'm like, there is absolutely no way, absolutely no way that should have ever occurred.
So the sort of the next follow-on question that I have for you, actually, you know what, hang on for me for just a second. We're talking to Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson. I'm always cautious because I don't know. And when I get you and Sheriff Simmons on, and you are both so adamant about this, I mean, I feel that, you know, a completely different way now about this. Hang on for me for just a second. Let's get a quick traffic report from Austin.
Looking at the roads here, if you're traveling northbound on Palafox Street towards the intersection with Tahar Drive and then a bit further towards Fairfield, we do have some minor backups developing in that area. But outside of that, there's not too much going on the roads this morning. I'm Austin Price with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Austin. Do want to remind you that the broadcast We're in Milwaukee is brought to you in part by Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. And we are in Milwaukee broadcasting from the hotel room. We're waiting to get back into the convention later on, getting into the convention later today. Talking to Sheriff Johnson, Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson, who served on Reagan's protective detail back in the 80s, so is well familiar with what gets done at the Secret Service. Sheriff, the question I hate to ask, because I hate to even raise this question, but I asked Sheriff Simmons the same thing. Okay, so the failure is so bad across the board that a reasonable person starts to ask, well, was it a failure, or, you know, did some local cop let somebody in, or is it possible that members of the Secret Service were complicit in some? I mean, I hate to even think these things out loud, let alone say them on the radio, but, you know, at a certain point, when the good explanations are gone, the only ones left are terrible ones, right?
Yeah. No, and you know what? And unfortunately, the DOJ is going to investigate this, and I don't know that we'll get any real answers. I mean, that would be if one of the counter-sniper guys was complicit and said, hey, let him get a couple of shots. I mean, he's not going to admit that under an interview. So DOJ will interview him and say, no, he just messed up, and, you know, hopefully it won't happen again. I'm pretty sure that's what's going to come out of this entire investigation. But according to witnesses, I was watching Fox News this morning, and they were talking to some guy who said he was screaming. There was a guy on the roof with a gun, and he said local cops were down there and basically just blew him off at, like, yeah, okay, whatever. And then the shots started, you know, kicking off. So I think it's failure by Secret Service, number one, which is it's their responsibility, even though they're trying to blame the local cops as of this morning. It's their responsibility, but it's a failure on multiple levels. So the local cops also apparently were warned and didn't take action as well. But it all falls right into the lap of Secret Service. They can point fingers if they want to, but it's their failure. They're charged with protecting President Trump. Nobody else is. And so it's all on the Secret Service.
If this had happened when you were on detail with Reagan, what would have happened?
Oh, there would have been a lot of people get fired, guaranteed. A ton of people getting fired. And, you know, and that the thing I remember, and this was back in the early 80s, I got there right after he had been shot, and he came back to work. And I got there about 6 months later after that. And I'll tell you right now, the security was so tight. When he would go out to different places, they would seal manhole covers. They would weld them shut. They would check every single building, no matter how big it was, every single floor, every single room. Hundreds and hundreds of people if they had to. And, you know, here, fast forward to, you know, the 21st century, and you've got this, I don't know how else to say it, goat rope of a show where they don't even check the building that's 150 yards away and don't even have that place secured and let a guy get up with an AR and almost kill the former president. So I don't even know what to say after that. It's just so aggravating.
Wow. And you know, it's scary to think about that level of either failure or, you know, one of the things I said right before the end of the hour was, I said, I don't know what's more frightening, to think about this as a failure or to think about this as somebody did something, because they're both bad. I mean, if the Secret Service can't protect, that's bad. Yeah. If the Secret Service chooses not to, that's bad too.
That's worse. Yeah. But did you see the interview with the head of Secret Service when she said she wants to hire 30% female, the hiring process, 30% females? Now, do you want DEI coming into your protection detail? Do you want that to be one of the things you're considering? Because if you look at people who pay for protection, all the movie stars and stuff, you don't see any women. And I'm not being sexist. I'm just saying they pay for people to protect them. And they have big guys around them that know how to handle weapons and can, you know, do what they need to do. And if you're going to hire 30% women to protect the president just so you can be inclusive, you're going to have issues, period. And she flat out said 30% are going to be women. So we're in trouble for the future if she continues to lead the Secret Service, I can tell you that much.
Wow. All the things I hadn't even been thinking about, and particularly your comment that, but it makes perfect sense that if you were a billionaire former president, you know, you'd be seriously considering doing some significant outsourcing at this moment, right? So
I sure would. And, you know, and like I said, I'm not being sexist. It's just a genetic fact that men are stronger and can run faster. And you know, what it is. And heard that statement. That means you're not hiring the best. I don't care if
right.
Girl, guy, black, white, whatever. I want the best protecting the president. I don't care, you know, I don't care if you're Jewish, Christian, white, black, female, male. If you're the best, great. You should be there. And if you're not, you shouldn't be just because you're female or just because you're a certain religion or color. I mean, that shouldn't even play into protecting the president of the United States.
Yeah, putting DEI principles in place for protecting, where you have literally only one job and excellence is the only mechanism to get to that job. It's unfathomable. Sheriff Johnson, anything I didn't ask you or anything else that you want to say about what you saw that you think people ought to hear? Because I'll tell you, you know, I hadn't been thinking this till just now, but what I have been saying all morning literally is I feel so safe here. I feel so safe here because of all of the presence in Milwaukee. And now all of a sudden I got two sheriffs, both extremely capable, and you having served on the protective detail, kind of telling me maybe not so much, Mr. McKay. That's frightening.
And it should be frightening, and it should be frightening to anybody being protected by these people. If this is going to be their, you know, benchmark for success, is just, you know, let them get shot and then we'll jump on top of them so they can't shoot them again. I mean, it's a scary world we're living in right now.
Wow. Well, Sheriff, as I always say, thank you so much for keeping us safe. Thank you for keeping us informed. Thank you for your very candid remarks this morning. And, you know, thank you for your long service, including to the president previously. I appreciate it, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Andrew.
Absolutely. Well, Bobby, I'm kind of in holy crap land right now. I don't even know what to say.
Well, I had my microphone off, but you heard me yelling. Yeah. I was like, dadgummit, Sheriff Johnson, you just ruined my mentality. I was like, if this thing looks like Fort Knox, we're surrounded by Secret Service over here in Milwaukee.
And now all of a sudden.
Now I'm like, maybe somebody's going to let somebody in.
How much do we want to go to this convention, you know?
And, yeah, exactly.
And frankly, I mean, I'm glad the president is coming, but. If
all right, so I walk forward, you walk behind. Which one of us is going to walk backwards so we can watch each other's back? That's the question.
Well, because we're going to be able to see the bomb. I mean, you know, like I don't.
Well, there you go. There's that too. Sheesh, Louise.
No, I just. And this is
two sheriffs we just had on,
right?
Who are saying somebody either so incompetent you can't even explain how incompetent this is,
right?
Or somebody did something nefarious
and. And he was very clear that, you know, clearly people need to get fired.
Oh, yeah.
But that's, I mean, obviously people, I hate to say this, but it looks like a lot of people need to get fired and some people probably need to go to jail.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's, I don't know what else to make of what we've learned from our two extraordinarily experienced sheriffs in this realm. And
they say
them saying the same thing.
They say things that I think a lot of us, you, me, and
I'm not the expert. I can't say that.
They're saying things that we might think, but we haven't been saying.
Right.
And now they say it because they have the experience that they've been there or they've worked with SWAT.
And these are, you got to understand. Listen, both of these sheriffs. I can't tell you how many times when there's an incident that takes place with another agency, FHP, the Okaloosa sheriff, and. They're very cautious about criticizing other agencies because, you know, there's a camaraderie, but also it's they don't know all the facts. And both of them feel so confident that they know enough of the facts in this case that it's unbelievable to them. And that is that alone. I mean, you don't know how often that is an issue when I'm asking them questions.
And
because
it's like that with most law enforcement.
Right.
They do not criticize.
They're not
going to
criticize other agencies normally. So for them to say this
so
is
so big of a deal, they can't ignore it. They can't PC it. They can't be politically correct about it. It's like, no, I'm sorry. You guys really messed up. Or something bad happened.
Absolutely. All right, let's go to Austin back in the studio in Pensacola. We're in Milwaukee. I'm Andrew McKay. Austin's got traffic on the fives.
Looking at traffic here, it doesn't appear to be too much going on. A lot of the issues that we were dealing with have seemingly cleared out, at least for now. So if you're dealing with any problems on the roads, they shouldn't hold you up for too long. I'm Austin Price with your traffic on the fives.
When I say brand names like BMW, Porsche, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, Genesis, Jaguar, Lexus, you might think, hey, those are very nice cars. You spend extra to get them. They're luxury imports. You have to go to the dealership to get them serviced, right? No. In fact, there's a federal law that protects you in being able to go anywhere to get them serviced. You don't have to go to the dealership. And that means if the dealership is at a distance, like in Mobile or in Destin or something like that, you don't have to spend the money on the gas. You don't have to spend the extra money on going to the dealership. You don't have to waste the time of driving and hoping that the bayway isn't clogged up today. Go to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway and on US 29. That's right. They just expanded. So they are at their second location at 8969 Pensacola Boulevard, Highway 29, right across from the Super Walmart. So they have expanded out of that second place, and you can go there to get the same great service on your imports, on your domestic, on your diesel, on your gas, whatever the car is that you've got or truck. CarClinicService.com online, like a healthcare clinic for your car. Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis and now US 29.
If you're a firearm enthusiast and you're looking to add performance to your firearm, you need to check out Jim's Firearms. Whether it's for competition, hunting, or home defense, Jim's Firearms has got you covered. Customize your firearm with lights, lasers, optics, sights, grips, or suppressors. Make it uniquely yours. Visit Jim's Firearms at the corner of Blue Angel and Sorrento near the back gate of NAS or find them online at jimsfirearms.net. Jim's Firearms, your one-stop shop for all your firearm needs and your source for specialty firearms.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
My life be like, ooh, yeah, ooh. My life be like,
good morning, 8:29 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay, live in Milwaukee from the RNC, where Bobby and I will be going a little bit later on today. Boy, I will just tell you, we have gotten some almost unbelievable testimony from both sheriffs this morning. We'll be talking about that coming up in just a moment. Somebody texted me and says, this has to have been an inside job. Nobody in that position is that bad at their job. I'll tell you, you have to drag me to those kind of conclusions. But I think I'm getting there.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. President Biden's Oval Office address.
Yesterday's shooting at Donald Trump's rally in Pennsylvania calls on all of us to take a step back. Take stock of where we are. How we go forward from here.
After former First Lady Melania Trump's eloquent statement that political games are inferior to love, former President Trump has arrived for the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee and rewritten his entire speech to focus on unity.
Trump is urging other event speakers to stick to their originally planned speeches and follow the convention's themes of the day. So today's theme is Make America Wealthy Once Again. Tomorrow is Make America Safe Once Again. Wednesday is Make America Strong Once Again. And Thursday is Make America Great Once Again.
Fox's Brooke Singman. The FBI tells Fox they will not feel confident that the now-dead shooter acted alone till they get into his phone. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. Right now, we've got 83 degrees. It is mostly cloudy in Pensacola this morning. Northwest Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz says he's praying for Donald Trump after the assassination attempt at his rally in Pennsylvania Saturday.
Ginger and I believe strongly in the power of prayer. We know how many prayer warriors are throughout Northwest Florida, and we want to live in a country where we resolve our political differences with our vote and our voice, not with violence. And we've got to move to that. And unfortunately, that's been thrown asunder today, but it has to be restored for a country as great as America.
Gaetz talked with News Radio on Saturday night, just hours after the news of the assassination attempt broke. Gaetz and other lawmakers are now in Wisconsin, where former President Trump will be officially nominated as the Republican Party's presidential candidate. Gaetz says he's been told Trump is in good spirits following the shooting and upset that the incident disrupted his work for the country. Well, you might see a big police presence near Sacred Heart Hospital and the Ronald McDonald House this week. That's because of an active shooter training drill going on this week. The training will be going on for 5 days. Both the hospital and the Ronald McDonald House will be open and accessible to the public, but PPD says to be cautious in the area as that training is underway. Two people now in critical condition after a crash at North Green and West Gonzalez Streets this weekend. That happened at 11 o'clock on Saturday. The driver was a 21-year-old Pensacola man. The passenger, a 43-year-old Pensacola woman, FHP, investigating both of those crashes. And nobody hurts after a man fired 9 shots at Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office SWAT team on Saturday. That happened at an incident on Glover Lane. A man had barricaded himself in his vehicle after being stopped in traffic. The SWAT team did respond. The suspect reportedly got out of his vehicle and fired 9 shots at the SWAT team. Luckily, nobody was hit by the gunfire. The suspect was then taken into custody and taken to a hospital. An investigation into that incident is ongoing. Well, prior to the attack on former President Trump's life over the weekend, he'd been teasing his choice for VP. With the Republican National Convention getting underway today. In a recent interview on the Clay and Buck show, Trump mentioned a few of the top contenders. Of course, those are Florida Senator Marco Rubio, South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, and North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum.
It's like a highly sophisticated version of The Apprentice, okay, if you think about it.
And Trump arrived in Milwaukee yesterday. He's expected to possibly announce his pick this week. Right now, 8:34 at News Radio Pensacola, just a few seconds early, but let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Austin, what are you seeing?
Well, the first thing I'm seeing is that this traffic update's brought to you by WhatsApp. The second thing I'm seeing is that there's not a ton going on the roads at this time. If you are dealing with backups wherever you may be, they hopefully should not be holding you up for too long. I'm Austin Price with your traffic on the fives. David?
Thank you very much. And now, our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We are going to have some pop-up showers and thunderstorms throughout the day today. 60% chance of rain overall. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies with a high near 92. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78. For Tuesday, a typical summertime pattern continues with a 50% chance of rain, high near 92. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 78. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, 83 in Pensacola, 82 in Gulf Breeze, 81 in Milton. Our next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio, Pensacola. And taking a look at your money now, our markets today are up. The Dow is up 274 points at 4275.61. The S&P up 26 points at 5641.45. The NASDAQ up 101 points this morning. Make that 102 at 18500. Our 10-year bond rate up just slightly, 4.21% this morning. Our gold price is down 40 cents at $2,420. Silver price is down 22 cents at $30.94. And crypto this morning, Bitcoin up nearly 2,700 at 62,671. Target shoppers are free to bring cash, credit, or debit cards when they make their shopping trip. But, well, as of today anyway, leave your checkbook at home. The retailer no longer accepting personal checks as payment for purchases. Target does say a few shoppers still pay by check, and eliminating those payments will speed up their checkout process. And you've probably been getting the notifications on your phone, at least if you use Amazon Prime a lot. Prime Day 2024 starts tomorrow. That'll run through Wednesday. The two-day Amazon Prime sales event will have numerous deals offered by the retail giant. But you do have to have a Prime membership in order to get those deals. It's 8:37, your next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio, Pensacola.
Just in time for the summer season, Piedmore Imports has new Volkswagens being delivered daily with cool savings on their most popular models. Drive the family-sized 2024 Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport with 0.9% APR for 60 months or take $3,500 in customer cash. The mid-sized Tiguan available now with 1.9% APR for 60 months or $2,500 in customer cash. And the sporty Taos crossover with the same 1.9% APR or $2,000 in customer cash. Plus, the four-door Jetta sedan with amazing fuel economy, performance, and style has $2,000 in customer cash or an APR rate of 2.9 for 60 months. This Volkswagen lineup will take you through summer with cooler savings than before at Piedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Piedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through PCI. See dealer for details.
Culver's knows that everyone appreciates a fresh meal that comes from the heart. They take great tasting burgers seriously. Culver's Butter Burger begins as fresh, never frozen beef seared to perfection, then topped with real Wisconsin cheese and a lightly buttered toasted bun. And for a limited time, the Pretzel House Pub Burger is back. Visit Culver's today. Mobile Highway at Softly Field, Bayou Boulevard at Cordova, and Highway 90 in Milton. Third-party delivery is now available with DoorDash and Uber Eats. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
On September 11th, 2001, an operations officer placed a call asking if a crew could be ready to fly. U.S. Naval Aviator Aaron Dimmock answered that call. Working largely in silence, Dimmock defended America. Now he's ready to answer the call yet again. Pro-Trump conservative Aaron Dimmock for Congress. Florida Patriots PAC, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
When the open road or off-road calls, the 2024 Subaru Forester answers. Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. The impressive off-road capability of the Forester Wilderness starts with its dependable symmetrical all-wheel drive. It optimizes power distribution between the wheels to deliver maximum traction on challenging trails or in slippery weather conditions. Pair that with 9.2 inches of ground clearance and standard Yokohama Geolander AT all-terrain tires, and you'll feel free to explore even farther down the trail. Plus, the Forester Wilderness comes with a full-size spare, a rare sight these days. The Forester Wilderness makes it easy to load up for adventure with an extra-wide rear gate opening and 60-40 split fold-down rear seat. And its interior protective material stands up to wear and tear from all that gear, passengers, and pets. The Forester Wilderness is built for your boldest adventures. Find yours at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of everyone in your community. Listen in tomorrow at 10:30 to the Pensacola Expert Panel when Director Marie Mott will give a public health update. That's tomorrow at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
A teenage wedding, and the old folks wished him well. You could see that Pierre did truly love the mademoiselle. And now the young monsieur and the young from the chapel.
There have been no changes to our current operational security plans for this event.
Why not, given the fact that the former president was assassinated?
So again, this event is designated as a national special security event. So it is an 18-month process that involves all levels of government that are contributing to the operational security plans for this event. So we have an operational security plan that's built out for every area of responsibility related to any and all aspects of security related to this event.
I understand that it's very early and there's still going to be a lot of questions, but I mean, is this a failure of security?
Really, at this point, we're not going to make that assessment. There's an active investigation. A lot of things need to occur investigatively to make those determinations of, you know, what, if any, failures there were.
So I am hearing these comments in a whole new light now. That was FBI Special Agent in Charge Kevin Rohack at the press conference that was on Saturday night, very late. The voice before that you heard was Audrey Gibson Cacchino. She's the Secret Service RNC coordinator. This was at the press conference that they did Sunday afternoon. She's saying that there are no changes to the RNC protocols because it's a 100% built-out security operation to begin with. And Rohack saying that you know, it's not obvious that this was a security failure, talking on Saturday night. Like, that answer? That's as incomprehensible an answer to me as the, I'm not sure if we can call it an assassination attempt yet. You know, as President Biden said in his very first remarks. I mean, I understand reluctance not to jump to a conclusion, but you could obviously, from the moment it happened, call it an assassination attempt. I didn't understand why reporters were reluctant to do that. Was it a security failure? How could it not be? What else would you say? The former president of the United States, the Republican nominee, I mean, until he officially gets it, he's not actually, but, you know, he will be the Republican nominee and probably the next president of the United States, got shot at in a Secret Service protected event. That's a security failure, period. And I want to play this for you just because, in case you haven't heard it, I know a lot of times I was watching the TV and I was surprised it was the background B-roll for them talking. And I thought, well, play the thing. Let me hear it as it's happening. So this is the actual audio from the incident itself when the president was shot on Saturday.
And you know, that's a little bit old, that chart. That chart's a couple of months old, and
If you want to really see something that's sad, take a look at what happened. Oh.
And of course, then he's down below the podium. Secret Service have swarmed to get up around him. Armed personnel have gotten up on the stage. A couple seconds later, they get him up, you know, give him my shoes, fist in the air, fight, fight, off to the car. An incredible reaction by the president at that moment, by the way. But what you also may not have heard, if you haven't been, you know, following all this, is that people were yelling that there's a guy up on the roof with a gun. And a police officer climbed up on the roof, looked at him, got a gun pointed at him, and kind of came back down. Multiple opportunities to prevent and or engage this would-be assassin before even the shots were fired. I mean, how is that possible? And that's what both sheriffs have told. I mean, look, I'm very cautious about saying things that I don't have expertise on. And then I defer to the expertise of others. And Sheriff Johnson was on the detail for Reagan for 4 years through the Air Force, protecting him on bases and protecting his assets. I mean, he knows. Sheriff Simmons was commanding officer of the SWAT team and the Pensacola police chief, and worked on details with Obama, worked with details with George W. Bush. He knows. And the both of them, although saying it a little bit differently, said the same thing. Like, this is incomprehensibly a catastrophic failure of everything that the Secret Service does. And I asked them both the question of, well, at some point, something is such a failure, it can't be a failure. And, you know, both reluctant to embrace that conclusion as well, but it just, and me too, I hate thinking about the possibility that somehow the Secret Service was involved, complicit, active as a part. I can't believe I'm on the radio saying things like this. I do not want to believe it. I do not want to suspect it. I do not, because here I am at this convention where the Secret Service provide all of this protection, as I've been saying all morning, robust security to the point that I feel completely safe. When are you ever going to be safer than at a convention where the Secret Service has had a catastrophic failure 2 days prior? And now all of a sudden I'm thinking, well, good Lord, if then, what here? Are any of those people here? What don't we know at this point? It's horrifying. It would be far easier psychologically, cognitively, to believe that this was just one person with no help, no coordination, no delay of response. That's the easy thing to believe. And that is 100% what I prefer to believe. But as a logic teacher, you cannot be convinced of the thing you want to be true. You have to go where the evidence and the reason lead you. And I just don't have anywhere else to go. 437-1620, 437-1620. Like, I'll just kind of tell you where I'm at in my head, okay? Is in my head, what I'm thinking is, well, you know, I need to call Matt Gaetz, and I need to say, hey, Sheriff Simmons and Sheriff Johnson said this. I don't know what kind of advice the former president is getting, but can you just talk to him and make sure that he's aware of everything? Like, that's where I'm at as a news person, as a person who cares about our former president and cares about our country and is frankly way more concerned now than I was an hour ago. Because an hour ago, it was one 20-year-old who took his dad's rifle and managed to get himself off on a rooftop and pull off seven poorly aimed shots. And we got lucky, or God intervened, and the candidate turned his head. And A49 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. Austin is back in the Pensacola studios. We're in Milwaukee. This broadcast is brought to you in part by DeFranco Gas. Thank you so much for sponsoring the trip and making it possible for us to be here and report to you live from the convention. Austin's got our traffic for us. Austin?
Looking at the roads here, we do have some minor backups traveling northbound on Palafox Street towards Jordan Street. And there was a little bit more as you continued northbound, passing Tahar Drive and approaching Fairfield, though that area has seemingly lessened some. Outside of that, though, there doesn't appear to be too much going on. I'm Austin Price with your traffic on the fives.
So I always say that Frontier Motors has been serving the Pensacola community, and if you didn't know me, you might think I just use words lightly, but I really don't. I mean, as a philosopher, I use words very deliberately and mean the words that I use, and so when I say they serve, I mean that. For example, if you go to Frontier, when you look at a car, you're going to get a price sheet and you're going to get a Carfax, and a Carfax is a great resource. It's not the end-all be-all of everything about the maintenance and service history for the car, because it kind of depends on voluntary reporting. That's why I recommend you get a good used vehicle inspection from a mechanic you trust, but you get it from Frontier. But if you don't go to Frontier, like you go to, you know, Jim Bob's corner lot somewhere and you're going to buy a car and they don't give you a Carfax, or like off of, you know, Facebook Marketplace or something, no problem. Take the VIN, give it to Frontier. Frontier will run a Carfax for you for free. Why? Because they can, because it helps, because it's nice, because it's being a good neighbor, because why not? And so when I say that they have been serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the big buffalo on Beverly Parkway, I mean that.
When the open road or off-road calls, the 2024 Subaru Forester answers. Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. The impressive off-road capability of the Forester Wilderness starts with its dependable symmetrical all-wheel drive. It optimizes power distribution between the wheels to deliver maximum traction on challenging trails or in slippery weather conditions. Pair that with 9.2 inches of ground clearance and standard Yokohama Geolander AT all-terrain tires, and you'll feel free to explore even farther down the trail. Plus, the Forester Wilderness comes with a full-size spare, a rare sight these days. The Forester Wilderness makes it easy to load up for adventure with an extra-wide rear gate opening and 60-40 split fold-down rear seat. And its interior protective material stands up to wear and tear from all that gear, passengers, and pets. The Forester Wilderness is built for your boldest adventures. Find yours at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today and learn more with Mary on Demand. Take the self-guided education series at your own pace. You'll decide what you'd like to learn and when. Visit mary.famu.edu to learn more. That's mmeri.famu.edu. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing.
These are all words you hear a lot about in today's world, but what do they mean? How do you get started? You can start by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10:30 a.m. Join me, Lexi Mendoza, and I'll show you how to navigate the fast-growing landscape of digital advertising today at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Pensacola Christian Academy is the area's premier kindergarten learning program. Why? Because in a fun, safe environment, even four-year-olds learn to read, beginning with letters and sounds, progressing to reading words, sentences, and stories. And the best part? If your child attends K-4 and K-5 at Pensacola Christian Academy, you'll get first grade tuition-free. Spots are filling quickly, so go to enrollpca.com to register now.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays, The Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
First session doesn't start till noon. Good morning, 8:53 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News on the road in Milwaukee, where we are at the Republican National Convention, where the police, law enforcement, Secret Service presence is amazing. You know, the entire convention perimeter is blockaded off. You cannot enter. You cannot get there from here. There's boats in the water, police boats in the water. There's roaming bike patrols of cops of many different uniforms. I mean, you know, like, we saw one group of 10 or 15 in blue unis, and then we saw another group of 10 or 15 in, like, olive drab unis, and I thought, oh, okay. And that's just in the, like, half a mile distance where we were near the convention center yesterday. Yes. It's just, you
the
know.
Optics are very
oh, yeah.
powerful.
A show of force, absolutely. A show of, you know, you deter and discourage. The president last night in his comments, I want to agree with the president. I want to be on the president's side because he sort of said all the right things. But he had moments where he struggled, okay?
I'll continue to speak out strongly for our democracy, stand up for our Constitution, the rule of law, to call for action at the ballot box, no violence on our streets. That's how democracy should work. We debate and disagree. We compare and contrast the character of the candidates, the records, the issues, the agenda, the vision for America. But in America, we resolve our differences at the battle box. You know, that's how we do it, at the battle box, not with bullets.
At the battle box? With battles and not bullets? Now, I know he meant ballot, and he just got his tongue tied a little bit, but, you know.
So tonight, I'm asking every American to recommit. To make America so, make America, what, think about it. What's made America so special?
I'll give anybody $5 if they can look me in the eye with a straight face and disagree that he almost said make America great again. Tell me he didn't almost say it. One more time.
So tonight, I'm asking every American to recommit. To make America so, make America, what, think about it. What's made America so special?
If he had said that, that'd be 100% of the Trump ads yeah. from here. Just Biden saying, make America great again. I mean, it's good to have a little bit of humor after all of the serious stuff, but oh my God. Because, I mean, I agree with, you know, what he wants to say about, you know, disagreement is an inevitable part. I mean, the reason we have governments is because we disagree. The reason we do democracy is because we disagree. Democracy is how we resolve our disagreements without shooting and punching and stabbing each other. Like, that's the default state of nature. You know, in the wild, we do it this way. In civilization, you know, small clans attacking small clans, that's how that, you know, we create a government so that we don't have that. So, you know, the resorting to violence is rejecting Americanism, is rejecting civil society, is, you know, these people that are even lightly touching that on social media, you're declaring yourself hostile to the American concept, to this country, that you're not a real American. If you think that violence is the solution to your political disagreements, you not don't get it. You aren't it. 8:57 here on News Radio Pensacola in Milwaukee. Austin is back in the Pensacola studios with our traffic on the fives.
Let's see, looking at the roads here, we do have some minor backups still lingering here and there on Palafox Street if you're traveling northbound towards Jordan Street and then maybe a little bit at the intersection with Fairfield Drive, but that's what we've seen already. We also have some backups developing a bit closer to downtown, particularly on Cervantes Street near the intersection with 9th Avenue. Outside of those couple spots, though, there doesn't appear to be too much holding you up. I'm Austin Price with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Austin. So, you know, when the president is saying things like this,
disagreement is inevitable in American democracy. It's part of human nature. But politics must never be a literal battlefield, and God forbid, a killing field.
Amen.
I believe politics ought to be an arena for peaceful debate, to pursue justice, to make decisions guided by the Declaration of Independence and our Constitution. We stand for an America, not of extremism and fury, but of decency and grace.
Right. And I'll be honest, you know, when the president says, you know, calm the rhetoric down.
You know, the political record in this country has gotten very heated. It's time to cool it down. We all have a responsibility to do that.
Okay. The political rhetoric in America has always been hot. There have been, honestly, there have been times where it was less hot. But it's all, this notion that somehow we had this great civil decency society at one time and somehow we've America's been at odds for a long time, okay? Over and over and over. Sometimes it wanes, sometimes it surges. But I still, what I want to hear from the president is, who needs to calm down the political rhetoric? You think it's only the other side? Your own side has campaigned on how Trump is evil. Trump is a, well, I don't even like to mention the names, but you know, the comparisons are robust. He's a threat to democracy. And you just cannot be all that surprised when people act on those ideas if you keep saying them. Maybe everybody does need to tone it down a little, but it's everybody needs to tone it down a little. And also realize that violence never is the answer.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.